Welcome to the Hearing Suite in Harrogate. We're on East Parade today for a very special preview podcast for an upcoming podcast series about the Hearing Suite and all the ins and outs of Emily, who's with me today, the owner, and also a bit more about audiology, hearing, and everything in between. Now, my name is Ben. I'm from local radio station Your Harrogate, and as I say, I'm joined by Emily today in Hearing Suite on East Parade. Emily, welcome to the preview podcast of the Hearing Suite podcast.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. Yeah, it's exciting to be able to kind of share a bit more of what we do on radio, on podcast.
Absolutely. And we're going to delve well into audiology and the background of yourself and of the Hearing Suite in general, because you have been here in Harrogate for 4 years now. Gone up to 4 years in September.
It is. Yeah, it feels like it's gone really fast. We've been very fortunate. We've had a lot of support from people in Harrogate. So yeah, it's a good place to be.
Absolutely. Now, yourself, Emily, you are the owner, the director here at the Hearing Suite. So just tell us a bit about your own background. What is it about audiology that got you started in this sort of career path and before you even started the Hearing Suite here in Harrogate?
Absolutely. So I grew up locally. I grew up in Ilkley, and at school I studied sciences. I tended to talk too much. if you've met me, you'll spot that. So I did a year away when I'd finished my A-levels, and I was working in an orphanage in South America, in Peru. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do at uni, but there was a little girl who lived there called Rocio, who was profoundly deaf. And lots of complicated things happened while we were there, but she ended up spending quite a lot of time with me and the other volunteer. We didn't speak Spanish very well. She did some sign language, so she tended to be our kind of unofficial interpreter. And she was given some hearing aids by an Italian charity.
Right, okay.
Which was very cool. I knew nothing about hearing aids. She would come and kind of shake the water out of them and point to them, and we'd be like, right. Don't think that's right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very right for a hearing aid to be dripping wet.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. So yeah, she was kind of my inspiration for then looking at audiology and doing my degree in audiology when I came back home.
So you went to university and did audiology. Whereabouts did you go?
So I went to Manchester.
Very good.
Yeah, so it was a really interesting place to be. Again, you don't always appreciate it as a student, but when I look back at the kind of lecturers we had, the world of audiology, it's small, but we had people like John Bamford and Kevin Munro, who have been like the forefathers of some really big innovations in audiology. So I was very privileged to sit in their lectures, even though I didn't necessarily realise it at the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what point did you think, I want to start my own place and do my own thing here and really go my own way with it? And that's, I'm guessing, where the Hearing Suite was born. Was there a point in university when you thought to yourself, I could start my own clinic in Harrogate back home?
Do you know, I wish I could say there was, but at that stage, I was really, really focused on working for the NHS.
Oh, okay.
So I did all my placements in the NHS. And when I graduated, I took a job with the NHS in Nottingham. And I loved it. I loved everything it stood for. But I was finding increasingly that we were under time pressures that I found difficult. I wanted to see people twice, build relationships with people who were wearing the hearing aids to understand what their difficulties were. But it was unusual to see people twice, and some of our appointments were just really short. So I moved over to the private sector at that point, working for a national chain, and then I led a clinical team with a hearing aid manufacturer. And it was kind of, when I worked for the national chain, I had dreams of setting up my own place, but it wasn't until I worked for the hearing aid manufacturer that I thought it was something that I could make into a bit more of a reality. I was working with a product called Lyric, the contact lens for the ear.
Yeah.
And it's only available, at the time it was available in about 69 independents across the kind of UK and Ireland. So I was only working with independents, and I would go to their practices and I would see the innovative things they were doing, the way that they were taking advances in audiology and turning them into kind of real life testing, giving people benefits from the very latest hearing aids. And I guess I was just envious.
Yeah.
I spent 2 years there, and met, again, some amazing people. I'm really lucky that I've got a good peer group of other independents But yeah, it just sort of inspired me, and I thought Harrogate doesn't have a full-time independent audiologist, and yeah, so that was why and where the hearing suite was born. I wanted to build something kind of luxurious, something where people were getting top of the range devices and really, really high levels of service. The kind of care that I'd want for a family member.
Absolutely. And you touched on there the technology as well, which is a fascinating facet of what you do. Totally. And something we will cover at a later point in this podcast series. That ties on nicely to the podcast series as a whole. Obviously today this is a preview podcast, which is going to go out before the first episode does in September. But just tell us, Emily, why is it that you wanted to start a podcast series, and what will listeners get out of listening to the podcast series with you here at the Hearing Suite?
So I guess it's just about raising awareness of hearing loss, how you can protect your hearing, and sharing information that to me and my team feels kind of commonplace, but just, yeah, helping people make good decisions about their hearing so that they can hear well for longer.
And there's quite a few misconceptions and myths and that sort of thing that you hear sort of people say to you, but you can't always believe it because not everyone's an expert like yourself, Emily. So hearing from an actual audiology expert about these sorts of things, about what you can and can't put in your ear and what you should do about cleaning your ears out and that sort of thing, everyday things, will be invaluable to someone who's listening.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I think, again, there are some things we do a little bit differently. So one of the things that always surprises people is with cleaning the ears, with removing wax, we always tell people not to use drops. And people have become really accustomed to using drops. So again, just sharing messages around things like that, or if they are going to use drops, how to use them effectively so the problem doesn't get worse. Yeah,
yes,
just kind of sharing messages like that.
Yeah, and when it comes to things like cotton buds.
Oh, cotton buds.
Not your favourite thing in the world, are they?
They're not. But again, so as an audiologist, I'm not. There are some people who would burn all the cotton buds and some people who kind of do a, yeah. I'm kind of in the middle.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you're not going to perforate your eardrum with a cotton bud. For every little bit of wax you'll get out, you'll push more further in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You push it just further down, don't you, to an unreachable point?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And if your skin's quite thin in the ear canal, you're just prone to ear infections. So go for it with a cotton bud, go swimming. It's a bit of a recipe for disaster. But I totally get why people use them. I appreciate it. But yeah, just kind of, again, just trying to help people make informed decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done work with you before here at the Hearing Suite at the local radio station. And I think it might be something you said to me before, Emily, that you shouldn't put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear. Is that correct?
That's the one. Yeah, good memory.
Yeah, so it's something that's just stuck with me. That's what I mean, though. If you're listening to someone who you know is an expert and knows her stuff like you do, Emily, and you've been this is your career choice, and obviously you've studied at uni, and you've been doing this sort of thing for years, it's something that will stick with you because you know it's the right information.
Definitely, definitely. Definitely. No, that's really cool to hear. I love that you've remembered that.
So we'll just preview a few of the episodes upcoming then in this series. So today is the preview, but we've got 6 episodes to bring you in the coming months. We're going to bring out a new episode every month with Emily here at the Hearing Suite. So the first one is going to come out next month in September, which is Meet the Team. So it's a very exciting time for you as well, Emily, because we're talking about the suite here in Harrogate, but you're bringing out one in Ilkley as well to celebrate coincides with your 4th birthday.
Yes.
So who in your team are we going to be meeting at the next podcast?
So at the next podcast, we're going to introduce you to our team of audiologists. So there will be 4 of us. So there's me, there's Dr. Laura, there's Helena, and then there's Olivia. And our backgrounds are all quite different. Some people might have met one of my audiologists when she was in a slightly different walk of life. One of my audiologists has her doctorate. They bring a real range of skills. As an audiologist, it's really nice to sit with a group of people like that and kind of compare case notes and get advice and suggestions. But yeah, it'll be really cool to kind of introduce you to their different personalities. Yeah, and it'll be Olivia who's leading the team in Ilkley. So again, introducing her and what her vision is there will be
perfect.
Yeah.
So we've got meet the team. We're also going to look at wax as a general topic for a. This will be great for a myth busting episode as well, because we can. I think everyone's heard horror stories and different things about wax, so that'll be a really good one to cover.
Absolutely. Wax is the thing we really should have evolved away from producing. It has no purpose in 2022.
I was going to ask that. What is the purpose of wax in your ears? Is it to stop things going into your ears and get to towards your eardrum?
Yeah. So if you were like a hunter-gatherer, it would be the first line of defence when you were in a prickly bush chasing, I don't know, some kind of wilder beast. I've met one person who was searching for a golf ball in the rough.
Right.
And yes, and wax did protect his eardrum when a little bit of twig went in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But that's few and far between.
Yeah, it's a rare case.
Yeah. People tend to be a better shot than that at golf, don't they? But yeah, no purpose, no use. If there was a drop we could put in that just stopped its production, that'd be amazing. But yeah, as it is, it's managing it and how to manage it safely and effectively. Yeah,
absolutely. We're also going to get some reviews from people that are your clients.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear a bit more about how you've come to help them. But you touched on it there as well. Technology is a really big one, and one that's, as I say, from the outside, fascinating for someone who doesn't. And you mentioned the Lyric before, which is obviously a really good device. So there's lots to get stuck into there.
There really is. And audiology is really fast paced. When I think of when I was doing my training kind of 15 years ago to where we are now, the world is really different. But, you know, take this week, one of the manufacturers has sprung a whole new hearing aid out into the market with very little warning. They were released yesterday, so we've managed to get a pair in. They've arrived today, charged up, so we can have a little rummage through the settings just to look at what they're telling us is different, and then kind of cast our eye over it and do some tests and think, what are the benefits? Is it a big change? Is it a small change? Who could it benefit?
Well, so is that a really exciting day for you then, Emily, when a new gadget hits the market?
It is, but it was usually when a new hearing aid comes out, there's been months of speculation. Someone's hinted at something, you've got an idea. Yesterday was a bolt from the blue. Yeah, real surprise.
So it is like Christmas morning for you today then?
Yeah, literally. I couldn't wait for them to charge so that I could connect them up to the computer and try and work out what was different and if there were any compromises we had to make or if it was a big improvement. So yeah, quite excited in the next couple of days to get them in some ears.
And not giving too much away about future episodes, but hearing aids, we've spoken a lot about today, but alternatives to hearing aids, because there are a few, aren't there?
There are, definitely. And I think we're guilty of it as audiologists, as we've put so much focus on hearing over the years, improving hearing, and we've forgotten all about how we listen and how we process sound and what the brain does with sound in quiet and in noise when it actually gets there. So talking about some of the things that, you know, people who are already wearing hearing aids or maybe aren't ready for hearing aids could do, almost like a bit of physiotherapy for their ears, to keep those listening skills, that cognition good.
Absolutely perfect. Well, Emily, thank you so much for your time today. We won't go on too much longer because we don't want to give too much away about the upcoming episodes. But this is the preview podcast for the Hearing Suite podcast. We're going to have 6 episodes coming to you once a month for the next 6 months with Emily here at the Hearing Suite in Harrogate. And you'll be able to listen on the Your Harrogate website. That's where I'm from, the local radio station, yourharrogate.co.uk. On the Hearing Suite website, which is, Emily?
It's www.thehearingsuite.co.uk.
Nice and easy to remember. And on all the usual podcasting apps, wherever you usually get your podcasts. So in the meantime, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to recording the next episode very soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.